SQL injection involves manipulating data stored in web application backend databases, simply entering SQL commands into input fields, for example, changing a results page to redirect to a malware-laced site, that is step one in the illustration, and submitting them, step two, is all that's needed for this attack. The remaining steps show a client visiting the manipulated results page in step three, the page redirecting the client to a malicious site in step four, the malicious site compromising the client with initial malware in step five, the initial malware causing the client to download more complex malware, for example, a remote access tool in step six, and an attacker directing the remote access tool to steal information like passwords in step seven.